This is Stephen Strang. I want to introduce my listeners to Charisma Magazine if you don't already get it. Or if you do get it, you could respond to this special offer and we will continue your subscription into the future. The offer is to give you both of my books on Donald Trump, God and Donald Trump, and the new one, Trump Aftershock. These are a value of just less than $50, plus 2 years of Charisma, which cost around $40, and you can get the whole thing for only $39. Now let me repeat, you get both of my best-selling books and 2 years of Charisma for only $39, and all you have to do is go to this site, trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I'll repeat it, but the good thing about a podcast is you can back it up and listen to it again. Is trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I hope you'll take advantage of this offer. Even if you have read the books, you know, it's always nice to have a new book, especially one signed by the author. It makes a good birthday present. Later in the year, it'll make a good Christmas present. And I hope that you'll take advantage of it because it's a good offer and it's my way to try to connect you with Charisma and also get more copies of my book out there. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report, and here's my episode.
Welcome to The Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
I always enjoy being on The Jim Baker Show. Jim and I have been friends for many years, and lately have become better friends. Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to The Strang Report. Jim has me on his program maybe twice a year, and recently I was on his program, had a great time, and I thought that I would share with you just kind of an excerpt of the program. Of course, you can see the program on Jim's site. They call it the PTL Network. He's on Roku. He's online. He's all over. You could probably Google it, The Jim Baker Show and my name, and watch it if you want to. But here is one of the best excerpts from my recent interview on The Jim Baker Show.
Steve Strang has become one of my best friends, and I want to say
thank you.
I've always felt I don't have friends because all I do is work at doing the Lord's work. I mean, just focus. Lori knows that, and she wished I could be more focused on other things, but I pray all night. Most of the time, I didn't sleep last night. I'm just praying. Uh-huh. And God brings us through.
Yes, he does.
And I spent about 5 years in prison, as you know.
Yes.
And they wanted me to be there 45. My enemies just, you know, can I say this? Donald Trump and I have so much in common. He had every agency of government trying to destroy him.
That's right.
And a few days ago, not many weeks ago, he was
exonerated.
Is that the good word? And they still don't want him to be exonerated. Mm-hmm. But after 2 years, and Steve Strang is here with me today, I want to ask you a little bit. You've written two books about the president.
Yes.
What do you think that 2 years, our nation has been on needles and pins almost?
Well, never before in American history have we had the agencies of government go after a duly elected president and try to unseat him. Mm-hmm. You know, they just went crazy when Hillary Clinton lost. And it's like, what are we going to do?
Right.
So somehow they came up with this fiction. That's all you can call it, a fiction. Mm. They made up about collaborating with the Russians. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all that happened was a couple of meetings. You know, I have met with Russians. I've been over to Russia several times. There's nothing illegal talking to people.
Right.
And the Mueller report even said that the Russians were trying to get in, and the Trump people, you know, not knowing what was going on, rebuffed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yet they got this narrative going, collusion.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a film clip on Fox the other day where they edited them all together and how many times they were saying that.
Exactly.
Word. And
I've seen it too.
Alan Dershowitz says that there is no statute against collusion.
And Mueller says no evidence. He finally came out after 2 years and had said no evidence of any collusion
with
the Russians.
That's right.
And yet people still don't want to accept it.
No.
But this is what I was trying to explain. When they put me in prison, They brought it with the Postal Department, the IRS, every agency of government. You know, I could go on and on, just one agent after another. It was USA, United States of America versus Jim Baker.
Right.
And I was one of the, at that point, I guess my ministry was amazing. It was amazing to me.
Yes.
And one of the largest television ministries ever in the history of the world. And our park was the third largest attended park in America where people came for, we had 86 services a week.
Right.
They said, oh, it was the theme park. It wasn't a theme park. If it was a theme park, it was a Jesus park, because people were there and they would spend a week there, 2 weeks there.
Mm-hmm.
And my enemies wanted me in prison. And there's a lot more behind the scenes than anyone will ever know.
Right.
Maybe before I die, I'll write my last book.
Mm.
With you, Steve. Because
I don't know, there's a lot in the book. I was wrong.
And
yeah.
The people need to read that book. I've said it before.
True.
But that book is an amazing book.
So I'm publishing. Is that book around here anyway? We are, for the first time, it's been out of print for how many years? 3 years at least. Yeah. It's been out of print. It's just not being printed anymore. And Lori and I made a decision, we're going to print those two books, Lori's books,
mm-hmm.
and Lori's doing a new book and mm-hmm. has been working on it.
Mm-hmm.
And but I was wrong, is 700 pages. And I didn't want to reprint it in paperback because they cut a paperback and they just cut it even sentences apart. You know, because they had to cut the pages to do paperback. You understand that. As one of the great publishers of the world. I must say.
I hope you enjoyed my interview with Jim Baker. It was actually a much longer than this, and we've made a couple of podcasts. So stay tuned to other podcasts, which we will use in the next few days and few weeks. One that I think you'll particularly be interested in is how Jim Baker helped people in prison get over their addictions. It's a very interesting interview with a doctor who is a cellmate of his who was on the program the same day I was. So it was an interesting interview, and I know that you will want to hear it coming up not too long from now on the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.